Lynn. Music in the Library.
That was good.
Music in the Library is a performance series here at Carmel High School put on by WHJE and CHTV. In the performance, we have talent from around Carmel High School performing live here in the library right before school on late start mornings. Anna Fagan is our first feature on Music in the Library. She's been doing Music in the Library for the past 2 years. I sit down with her on my podcast, Muse, to figure out how she's preparing for this upcoming performance, what song she's going to play, and really diving into her music to find out who her muse is and how she gets inspired musically. I'm sitting here with Anna Fagan. We're talking about Music in the Library, a performance that she's going to be doing later this week on September 7th. So, Anna, what songs are you going to be performing?
I am performing I Would Do Anything For You by Foster the People, Drive by A Wonder, and 2 Weeks by the Grizzly Bears.
How did you choose what song you were going to play?
Over the summer, I made this big playlist that was like, you know how Spotify has like those recommended playlists?
Yeah.
And I just would go through those recommended playlists and listen to a ton of the songs. And if there was anything good, I would put it in this huge playlist. So I know last year for my Music in the Library, I was doing a lot of like old school songs. And so this year I wanted to do something different. So I did all like modern alternative music and like,
nice. So you're doing more modern songs this year. Do you have one that you could play for us?
Sure. Okay. I'll do Drive. How about that? Okay. All right. Okay. Sat back with the window down, 80 an hour and the radio loud. Same songs with the same old rhymes. Tell me to shake it off and swing from the lights, but I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You sent the hurricane, now it won't go away, and I promise I'll be there, but you don't make it easy. Darling, please believe in me. 'Cause loving you is too hard. All I do is not enough. Loving you, I cannot feel loving you, loving you. Loving you leaves me high. All I do is say goodbye. Loving you, I cannot feel loving you, loving you. Count stacks of the routine lines. Funny how easy you could see my blind side. Still the same song with the same beats. I could stay, but there's a place I'd rather be. But I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You sent this hurricane, now it won't go away. And I promise I'll be there, but you don't make it easy. Darling, please believe in me. 'Cause loving you is too hard. All I do is not enough. Loving you, I cannot be loving you, loving you. Loving you leaves me hurt. All I do is get burned. Loving you, I cannot feel loving you, loving you. See, I remember all the times you made me covered in crazy. I can't forget about the way you played me, like I was never gonna change your world. It ended long ago, so please just let me know. It ended long ago, so please just let me know. Loving you is too hard. All I do is not enough. Loving you leaves me high. All I do is get burned. Loving you, I cannot be loving you, ooh, oh, loving you is not enough. All I do is get high. Loving you, I cannot be loving you.
Okay. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Oh my goodness. So that's one of the songs that you're going to perform on Music in the Library this week?
Yeah.
And did you choose that one through the recommended songs?
Yeah, I did actually.
That's so awesome. Is there another way that you choose songs, or is that mainly just like what comes to you?
Yeah.
However you're feeling?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So when did you start playing and singing? Because you play guitar too.
Yeah. I started playing guitar when I was like 9, and I was homesick from school one day, and I just decided to teach myself how to play guitar. And yeah.
So you're self-taught.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I guess it started when I was playing piano. I played piano. I've been playing piano since I was like 5. And yeah, I've been singing for, you know, as long
forever.
As I talk.
So when you're choosing your songs and you know how to play guitar and piano and everything, how would you describe your sound? Like, how do you find songs that fit your sound?
Well, I'm kind of, I like to think that I'm kind of jazzy. I grew up listening to a lot of jazz. My parents love jazz music. And so I like to add that element to my songs, especially with stuff like this where it's like, this is alternative. It's kind of like rock, and I like to like add in jazzy sounds and, you know, change the chords a little bit, and it creates something that's kind of, I like it. It's acoustic jazz, which is unique, and I feel like most high schoolers don't really listen to that, or any pop music doesn't have that element
to
it.
It's definitely a really cool sound.
Thanks.
So how did you get involved in music and like finding your sound? Like, how did you start? I know you said that you were playing since ever, but
I did dance lessons when I was younger, and I would love to listen to the like jazz music during those dance and like the classical like ballet music. And then when I would take piano lessons, I would want to play stuff like that. And yeah, it just spurred from there, and I never really stopped. I still play piano. I play piano in a jazz band, and it's something that I love doing.
Yeah, and I know you're involved in things like choir here at the high school. You're in Accents this year, which is one of our show choirs at Carmel High School. How has that affected your sound and your singing and perfected it?
Well, I feel like choir makes me, it's like a new aspect of music, because obviously I'm not singing like I would sing if I was in choir. But it keeps me mindful of those things that have to be present in a show choir, like diction and like breast support. Like, all that's still present whether I'm singing choir or this or jazz music. Like, it all is the same, but that's just another outlet for me to be taught that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so your music ability is super diverse, you know, guitar, singing, show choir, the whole nine yards. How did you decide that music was something that you wanted to do?
I just love this like creative outlet, and it just makes other people happy, I hope, when they listen to it. And it makes me happy when I do it. So yeah, it just stuck with me.
Did you have somebody who like really inspired you and got you into music, like a role model?
My piano teacher, probably. I was like 5, and she was always just pushing classical piano onto me. And I mean, that's like the youngest I could go, but definitely people like jazz musicians like Duke Ellington and Ella Fitzgerald. Like, I've loved them since I was like 8, and I still listen to their music to this day. And yeah, they've just all pushed me through it, and they've definitely had an impact on how I make music today.
Awesome. So is there anything, because you're inspired by them, that you want to do in music? Like, any big goals, you know, dreams, aspirations?
I'd love to do music in college. I don't know about performing. I'd love to do music supervision, which is picking music for movies and TV shows.
Okay.
Or, especially since I do radio, I would love to be a sound engineer. That's what I'm thinking. I would love to just keep it with me for as long as I can.
Of course. Some more of the behind the scenes music kind of stuff versus performing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So the show is called Muse, which is like an inspiration, somebody or something that you're inspired by. Who would you say that you're really inspired by musically?
I love Dodie Clark. I don't know if you know who that is. I don't know if anybody knows who it is. But she is a really cool independent musician. She releases everything on her own. She does everything on her own, and she has like a similar sound. She definitely has inspired me because our sounds are pretty similar. But I love her. I love independent musicians because it inspires me to be like that. Because I don't like big business, but I'm in a big business. I'm in the music business, and I love people who do this and can make it work. And they're on their own. They're making everything on their own. They're producing everything on their own. They're spending all their own money to do this, and they, and it's cool because that is pushed creativity into them, because when you're with a big business, oftentimes it's very dictating, and so like an independent musician has their own say and everything, and like that's how I want to be. I don't want to be a paper cutout of someone's big business. I want to be a creative person that is creating things, and someone's just helping me along the way.
Yeah. So again, I'm sitting here with Anna Fagan, and we're talking about her performance and her music, because she's on Music in the Library later this week. And so you talked about how musical artists have to make it work. How are you making it work, balancing it with school and everything that you're doing?
Well, school has to come first, which is sad, because if it was up to me, I would spend all my time on music. But yeah, school comes first always, and then I guess I'm lucky because some of my school involves music, like accents and radio staff, and yeah, I just get to work on music a lot of the times, which is what I like to do, and yeah, that's how I make it work.
You can catch Anna's performance of Music in the Library on September 7th in the Carmel High School Library. Or, if you can't make it live, catch it online at CHTV on YouTube. Tune back into Muse next week when we dive into Ben Heber's songwriting and music. For Muse and WHJE, this has been Rachel Lacey. Find more stories like this and more of my episodes on WHJE.com. But I can't help but drive away from all the mess you made. You sent this hurricane, now it won't go away.